Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. I've got a really fun, insightful message for you today on needs. And I think it'll be impactful and change your life and change the way in which you manifest and create the life of your dreams. If you are new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach, spiritual teacher. I help people create the life of their dreams. And so if you are ready to go on the journey and you want support in going on the journey to living the life of your dreams, going to the next level, if you're looking at your life and you're saying, I'm ready for more and I am unclear how I get to more, then I want to support you in creating that, whether it's a romantic relationship, starting your own business, transitioning into higher levels of earning, having more money, feeling more alive and enjoying every moment of your life. If you are ready for that, I would like to support that journey. Information on my services can be found at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, but I want you to pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. It's a wonderful container that allows us to work in the way you most need. It gives us a lot of room. It's a great value, too. If you were to use that service in its fullest capacity, it's valued at double what I am charging for it. And it's just a wonderful service. Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. It will change your life in a way you've never experienced before, and help you achieve rapid growth in a short amount of time. What would take you a year or 2 years to do, we can do in 3 months. It's quite amazing. So let's talk about needs. Growing up, and even now in my adult life, I've heard my mom say that the Lord will always supply your needs. And so I get frustrated around that statement, because usually it's when I'm feeling like my needs aren't being met, and I'm not seeing how they're not being met, or I'm not seeing why they're not being met, and it's when I'm feeling low. She'll say that to me, and I'm like, and that doesn't make sense, because I'm in need and it doesn't seem like anything's showing up. And so recently I heard one of my mentors say that it's just wonderful thought on this, is that everything that shows up is meeting a need. Everything that shows up is meeting a need. So God is, going back to what my mom would say to me, God is supplying me with my need. It's just showing up in a different way than I think it needs to, right? And that's where we get in trouble as humans with life, is that we're trying to control the how and the when of things. And so let's think about it. Anything that shows up both positively and negatively is meeting a need, right? And so if something shows up that makes you uncomfortable, something that shows up that's not making you happy, our thought is to complain or bitch or be unhappy about it, right? But in essence, it's a message, right? It's always supplying a need. So perfect example, I was outside this morning in front of my building, and I have a tendency that if I want to think through something, I'll kind of zone out. And for temporarily, I'm not present, right? And so today I was standing somewhere, and someone approached me very closely who wasn't wearing a mask to ask me for money. And I said, you know, no, I don't have it to give. I didn't have it to give. I was just outside milling around. I hadn't even brought my wallet out. And so I turned my back and stepped away, and I got annoyed that, like, they stepped into my personal space, and that they don't have a mask on, and, you know, why do I have to deal with this? And then I heard very clearly this message: God always supplies my needs. So everything that shows up positively and negatively is meeting a need. So even this negative situation is meeting a need. So I said, okay, what need? And instantly my intuition showed me very clearly that I live in an urban area. It is not safe to zone out in the way I zone out and not be aware of my surroundings, right? So signing up to live in an urban area, you have to always be aware of your surroundings, not to the point where it creates fear and anxiety, but to the point where you are keeping yourself safe. You're doing your part to take care of yourself. And that has been a constant message this year that I've given on this program, and a constant message that has come forward psychically, is that we are all being called to take care of ourselves. So in that moment, that person showing up and that annoyance around it, that wasn't the response I needed. I needed to see what was the lesson in that for me, or how was this supplying a need? Well, the need is I have to be safe. The need is, and that has been a big prayer of mine this year, is safety and security. I'm in a personal year of four. It's a universal year of four, and an element to that number in numerology is focusing on safety and security. So if I'm drawn to living in an urban environment, one of the trade-offs of that is being aware of my environment so I can keep myself safe, right? And I don't know if it just applies to urban environments, but I feel it most strongly in urban environments, where I have to be more aware than I might be if I were in Pasadena, standing on a street corner. You know, I'd say that when I was in Pasadena. You could be outside at 3 o'clock in the morning and all you see is coyotes, and you're safe. You can feel the energy of safety in those environments. I'm drawn to cities, that lights me up. I'm still responsible for keeping myself safe. So in that moment, that person moving into my personal space and me having to step away was my reminder, hey, you can't zone out. You have to be aware of your surroundings. So it was meeting a need. I share that long-windedly to encourage you that every situation, both positively and negatively, is supplying a need. And if you can look at it without judgment, if you can look at it without shame, guilt, worry, all the lower vibrational emotions, I can't get the word out because I want to look it up so I can tell you what those are so you know. Energetic scale. I want to bring up the energetic scale so I can explain this to you. Energetic scale. Because I think it's a reminder. Okay. So on the energetic scale, if at the bottom is shame and guilt and grief and fear and anger and worry, insecurity, jealousy, rage, discouragement, blame, doubt. Instead of responding in that way, if you can approach it from a state of wonder and curiosity and say, how is this situation serving me? How is this situation fulfilling a need? What do I need to gain from this situation so that I can be a whole, complete, fulfilled, happy person? And so in that moment, what it was teaching me, hey, girl, you don't get the luxury of zoning out like this when you choose to live in these environments, right? You have to be aware of your environment. So it was fulfilling a need. So if you think about everything that shows up, both positively and negatively, as fulfilling a need, right? And what is that message? Your intuition will fill in the gaps, and it will come instantly. It's not like you have to wait a long time to figure out how that was serving you. If you allow it, if you can step out of your preconceived ideas, if you can step out of limiting perspectives and mindsets, you will see very clearly how something showing up is fulfilling a need. And it doesn't mean that you have to suffer. It doesn't mean you have to be in a state of discomfort. It doesn't mean you have to struggle. You just have to look at it and say, oh, isn't this interesting? How is this experience serving me? right? And from that, you can take that piece of information, then all of a sudden you don't see that situation through the lens that you were looking at, and you don't need to be on the lower end of the scale. You're actually then in a state of, you know, knowledge, maybe. Maybe it is happiness. Maybe it's optimism, hopefulness, contentment, joy, appreciation. So in that moment when I was like, ah, God on my side, it's supplying a need. It's helping me remember that I need to be aware of this. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? So that's happiness. That's comfort. That's freedom, right? It's love. It's feeling the love of God in every single moment of your life. So once you're tapped into that, then all the positive things that you desire will match that, right? You will be a vibrational match to the higher desires of your heart. So let's repeat this. So everything that shows up positively and negatively is fulfilling a need. God will always supply all of your needs. And if you tune into it intuitively, you can gather all the pieces that you need so that you can proceed, so that you can fulfill your desire. So my desire in that is always, particularly this year, but it has been at the forefront, but my desire is always to be safe and secure. And so even in that moment with that person stepping into my personal space and me wanting to just focus on, like, how rude, when I stepped back from it and said, how is that person doing this supplying a need? It is showing me very clearly what I need to do to fulfill my purpose. So let's take it a step further. Rejections. I had a couple of dating things very early on in the process where I had some rejections. Somebody wasn't interested in me. All right, that's fine. That a rejection is fulfilling a need as well. And so if your desire is for a lasting, loving partnership and somebody rejects you, it's fulfilling a need, right? Because they're not the right person to be in a lasting, loving partnership with, right? I hope you see it. I hope you see where spirit is always, 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 always on your side. And my mom says this to me, right? God's always going to supply my needs. But in those moments, because I'm choosing to be on the lower end of the scale, usually in a state of worry or fear or powerlessness, despair, it can be difficult to see it because I'm at the lower frequency. But if God is love, and God shows up in a loving way to supply all of our needs, right? That is an act of love to supply someone with their need. Then us not getting what we want or something not going our way is supplying a need. It's an act of love of God, right? And so keep looking at it. It can also be maybe there's some emotional, psychological, energetic things you need to clean up. So things might show up in patterns that you don't like, but it's just a sign that you have to do things a little bit differently to fulfill that need. And then you not getting your needs met means that something's going on that is not in alignment. So do you see how the discussion about alignment becomes so much clearer? I think teachers out there are glossing over it. It's a lot more evolved process when you are seeking to be in alignment with that which you desire most. And remember, your desires are on your heart because God put them there. And it's not a long term, right? It's not like, that desire, I'll get to it when. It is our job to start working that process now. So let's just say you do want to be self-employed. Start working that desire now, even as you're still in your job. Because as you start to put those pieces in place, you will start to align with that person that is, in fact, self-employed. And don't be afraid of it. I know the biggest mistake I made with starting a business, knowing I wanted to be in business, had saved to be in business for myself. When the time came, I was so resistant. I was working at the time. I was so resistant to doing just a little bit in my spare time to put all the things in place for my business. I had all the resources. I had the money. I had the time. It wasn't like I was having to invest a huge amount of time. Even just 15 minutes a day would have helped put me on the path to self-employment in a way that was fulfilling and less of a struggle. But I did spend quite a bit of time in the beginning struggling because I didn't take the time to put things in place. And a lot of it was because I felt shame about wanting to be in business for myself. I felt insecurity about that. But if you can leave those lower vibration emotions behind, feel them, acknowledge them, and then move through it. And how do you do that? Well, it's looking at where it comes from. You know, why am I feeling this? Well, I felt a lot of shame around it because, you know, I knew people in my very close inner circle who had started businesses and they hadn't succeeded. And so the fact that I had that desire, I felt a lot of shame around it. But once I cleaned that up, then that went away, right? We are called to be who we are. We are called to be who we are. And so any yearnings in your heart, any desires, again, are of God because that is in alignment with you being your most authentic and true. We are not meant to suffer. We are meant to thrive. And so make it your mission to thrive and seek out how a need is being fulfilled in any situation you're in, even if it seems to be the opposite of the result that you most desire, right? You know, and you will see very clearly shifts that you can make, and you will always have to make a shift. And I think that in the law of attraction, there is the law of action, right? And so in that moment, the action I took was to say, okay, Amy, when you are in certain spaces, you have to always be aware of your environment. So I clicked that in. That was a shift, right? And so it's non-negotiable, right? And so that's the way you get what you want. That's the way you get what you want. So if my desire is to be safe and secure, the action I have to take is to always be aware of my environment. And then that is fulfilled. It is so, right? We do our part and God does 10 steps, but God can't take 10 steps until we do our part. So I hope this is helpful to you. I hope that this shifts something for you. Keep it in mind. How is this fulfilling a need, positively and negatively? If you are feeling lower vibration feelings, don't run from them. Ask yourself why. Explore that, clear that, and then from there, you can ascend. Until next time, I love you for listening. Thank you for listening. I look forward to connecting with you again. And if you are looking for a coach, if you are ready to go to the next level, consider intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, the massive result intuitive coaching package. Take care of yourself.